UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777.
This is UpToDate on KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison. It is sometimes called the Triple Crown of American hiking, the Appalachian Trail, the Continental Divide Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, nearly 7,000 miles crossing the country from north to south in three different spots. Any one of those trails is an enormous achievement, taking on all of them in one year. Well, maybe that's just crazy, but that's just what my guest, Charlie Jansen, has done. He grew up in Leawood and has just finished that rarest of feats, completing all three hikes in one calendar year. Charlie, welcome to UpToDate.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Let me start with this. Why? Why would you do this?
Oh, man. So that's kind of been the million-dollar question all year. I guess I really don't have a condensed version of that answer, though. I guess some of those, though... I guess to address here is just that I feel like it's doing something of like to that, I guess, extreme length, I feel like it's kind of foreign to Midwesterners. So I really wanted to represent Kansas City and my alma mater of Pittsburgh State. I wanted to show that anything is possible to my students, both past and present, at three districts that I've taught at. I'm a high school teacher.
Yeah. What do you teach?
I teach history.
Okay. And you also coach, I understand.
I also coach cross country and track.
Tell me about this, the conversation you had with your spouse when you're thinking about doing this. I just am trying to imagine how one sets this up in one's household.
Yeah. So actually, it wasn't really anything new to her. Actually, on her first date in April of 2015, that was actually brought up in conversation. And so she kind of knew it was a long time coming. But I definitely would not have been able to get through the year without her undying love and support. Really, by the end of the trail, I was just the physical vessel doing the task, and she was kind of the logistics mastermind and PR coordinator.
Well, I've read a little bit about this. It sounds like it is kind of a logistical
nightmare.
Nightmare, at least a mammoth operation. You have to get so many permits and make so many plans.
For sure.
How did you manage all that? Obviously you had the help of your wife, among other things.
Yeah. So really in terms of the logistics of permits, the Pacific Crest Trail was really the only one that really posed an issue. The Appalachian Trail and Continental Divide Trail aren't nearly as permit heavy or don't require permits at all. Mm-hmm. So,
but then some places you needed them.
Yeah. So especially on the Pacific Crest Trail, I needed somewhere. It was about a half dozen major permits where you really had to get the dates right.
Right.
I did actually apply for a long distance hiker permit, which is a blanket permit to just do the entire trail and you don't have to worry about it. It's a lottery system, and I didn't get it both times. So we had to do it on an individual basis.
Plan around it. So let's walk through the itinerary just briefly. You started back in February with the Appalachian Trail. How far did you go on that trip?
So I started February 3rd on my 34th birthday, and my first stint was 71 days, and that went from Springer Mountain, Georgia, the Appalachian Trail southern terminus, to Kinsman Notch, New Hampshire.
Okay, so is that the entire length of it?
No, the full length is 2,194.3 miles from Springer Mountain, Georgia, to Mount Katahdin in Maine.
Okay.
So I was about 390 miles short, but I ran into impassable snow.
One of the risks of doing it at that particular time of year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you took a little pause on the Appalachian Trail and ended up going all the way to the West Coast.
Yeah. So I took one day transition, switched out my gear in Kansas City. And then on Easter Sunday, I started at the southern terminus of the Pacific Crest Trail in Campo, California, at the border wall. And I went north to Dunsmuir, California, over 56 days.
And that's not the whole length of that trail either.
No.
Okay, so then what was next?
So then I took June 12th as a transition day, I went back to the Appalachian Trail, and I finished northbound the final 17 days, and I finished on June 29th.
So even if you were taking little breaks, let's not give the impression you were spending weeks in recovery. You were literally dashing to the other side of the country to keep hiking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you finished the Appalachian Trail then, and now what?
Then I went back to the Pacific Crest Trail, and I resumed that on July 1st. And I finished August 12th.
But it was not without some challenges along the way.
No.
What happened?
I contracted COVID on trail.
So I have to say, of all the places I would think I would not contract COVID, it's out in the outdoors hiking.
Yeah, being a public education teacher and just being in, you know, a petri dish of a high school, as all high schools are, I managed to stay COVID-free for 2 years. And somehow in the remoteness of Northern California, I contracted COVID.
Which sounds super not fun when you're trying to push your body to the limits this way.
It was super not fun, correct. But it was, we were really fortunate that we had friends in Medford, Oregon, and I was able to quarantine actually at their house.
You eventually did get back on the trail and finished.
Yes, I did. I also went to a wedding.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Did you pack your wedding attire in your hiking gear as well?
Actually, that was all, we actually had that all coordinated. It was like, it was my best friend Spencer's wedding, and I was the best man. Oh. And it was a traditional Indian wedding in Tulsa.
Oh.
So it's not, I couldn't really send a cardboard cutout of myself.
So you, you had the appropriate outfit already in place.
Yes, sir.
But that's not all. You finished the Pacific Crest Trail, and there's still one major trail left to go.
Yeah, so I finished August 12th, and then I actually, there is no way to access a person who finishes at the northern terminus at the border, so you actually have to do a victory lap, 31 miles, back to the nearest parking lot, and then you have to hitch off down to the nearest town.
Is that the longest 31 miles you've ever hiked?
Just when you're done and you actually want to be done.
Right.
Yeah, it's fairly frustrating.
Yeah.
And then on August 16th, I started at the Chief Mountain Terminus at the northern, which is one of the northern termini of the Continental Divide Trail.
My gosh. So this is it's a rare accomplishment. Just how rare is it? And I'm sure it's hard to know exactly what the official numbers are, but how many people are believed to have done what you've done?
12 before me.
12 before you. Who keeps track of that?
So there are three different governing bodies. There's the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, the Pacific Crest Trail Association, and the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. And they keep track of people who finish. And I would assume that they shared data and like the stats between those three governing organizations.
It's incredible to think. I mean, it's a huge lifetime achievement for anyone to do any one of these trails. You did all three, and you did them in the same year. How does it feel to be that person? Does it surprise you? You were able to do it.
It's pretty surreal. I definitely knew going into it. I psychologically knew what it took. I also spent the last 9 years poring over and scheming on how to do this because there's such little data involved. The first trail I ever through hiked and was the Appalachian Trail in 2012, and I went from north to south, and it ran into Hurricane Sandy, and one of the worst Atlantic hurricanes in U.S. history.
Right. Everyone says that you're not in control of these things, but it sounds like you've had a couple of really tough blows.
Yeah. So I mean, that definitely like tempers your toughness.
Yeah,
for sure.
For
and
sure.
So, over the course of now 12,000 miles of long distance hiking, I've figured out a thing or two.
Yeah.
And I have been repeatedly humbled by every excursion I've taken.
Yeah.
And I've just learned a lot over the years and knew that speed is definitely one factor. Mental fortitude is another factor.
Yeah.
In having kind of the undying love and support of just the hiking community and my wife and family is definitely another.
You know, I think a lot of people hike these trails, these long journeys, as part of sort of a spiritual quest or to learn something about themselves. Was it like that for you?
Absolutely.
What
it always is.
What do you think you learned?
Oh, so I'm only removed. I just finished last Tuesday, so I'm still really, you know, after 285 days, 20 hours and 56 minutes and 7,542 miles later, it really all hasn't set in yet. One thing that I did find out is that I thought I would go out there to find my absolute limit, and that still remains elusive.
But so you don't think you have found your limit yet?
No.
So then what does that mean? What's next?
I'm not sure. And what's great about through hiking is that you find the absolute best in nature and the absolute best in humanity, and you know, especially in such a socially tumultuous time.
Yeah.
And it's just really refreshing.
Well, I mean, say more about that. I think a lot of folks imagine, I mean, it's a lot of alone time, and I'm sure it is a lot of alone time, but
yeah.
But you're not alone on the trail.
Yes and no. On the Pacific Crest Trail, it was a very social experience. You know, I kind of felt like I was kind of my own lab rat, my own experiment, mm-hmm. kind of, both socially, psychologically, physically, and otherwise.
It's a lot. I wonder, just a final question. You're a teacher, a cross-country coach, you mentioned. How will this affect what you teach your students or the athletes you work with? Are there lessons that you're better able to convey now?
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. You know, if you are really, no matter, like if you're really invested mm-hmm. in something, if you really want something more than anything else, you're going to be able to achieve it.
Yeah.
It just takes a lot of grit, resilience, tenacity.
Yeah. Well, that's Charlie Jansen. He has completed something that only 12 people before him have. He's hiked the Triple Crown of American Trails, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. Finished it just last week, originally from...
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.